A Twitter from the Atlantic by Barry Mahoney. Seaside burps. Oh, I do like to be beside the seaside, goes the familiar music hall song. And maybe most of us would agree with that sentiment. It's also a pretty safe bet that if you are listening to this Twitter, you are either living by the sea or maybe thinking about doing it. We Brits love our traditional seaside holiday resorts. Strolling along the promenade, wearing a thick pullover, gloves and scarf on a cold, wet day, breathing in the fresh air just makes us feel so glad to be alive, doesn't it? All right, we're also looking forward to going back home to a cosy fire and a hot cup of coffee to thaw out. We Brits are mostly a hardy lot, and somehow, at the time, the cold and damp doesn't seem to matter too much, because we're breathing in all that fresh ozone. It's just so good for us, isn't it? As a child growing up in rural Lincolnshire, it became a family tradition that if any of us were recovering from a cold or flu, my father would always take us to Skegness for the day. "This'll blow away those germs, lad," he would say, although privately I suspected that when I got home I'd end up with pneumonia anyway. Yes, Skegness was just so bracing, and that sea air, wow. So Skegness it was to be for much of my early life, later to be superseded by the delights of seaside resorts that I still know and love. Blackpool, Weymouth, Bournemouth, Brighton, Benidorm. Benidorm? Now where did that come from? Like many of us, I quickly learned that to enjoy more of the delights of the seaside that didn't require the protection of a raincoat, scarf and gloves would mean a move overseas. As I grew older, the longing for the seaside was never far away. Those bracing walks with the dogs were quickly followed by a leisurely look through the holiday brochures to plan out our next holiday in the sun. One thing was for certain. Even though I didn't like the cold, wet, grey bank holidays by the sea in the UK, I did feel a longing to be beside a sea that was blue, clean and sparkling. Like so many before me, I dreamt of sunbathing on golden beaches and not the muddy flats of coastal Lincolnshire. Maybe it'd be the Costa Blanca, the Costa del Sol, the Canary Islands, Portugal, or further afield if funds permitted. Very quickly, the dream of living by a seaside that I could visit any time that I wished became too much. And this is why I'm now living only a very short distance from the sea in the Canary Islands, a move that I'm very thankful for. So what is it that gives the seaside its distinctive flavour? The sand? The endless rolling waves? Or the distinctive smell, maybe. Perhaps it really was the bracing ozone that my father was convinced would do us the power of good during our period of recuperation. It took me some years to discover the truth. So what is it that gives the sea its distinctive smell, the unmistakable whiff that we associate with summer holidays? Well, without wishing to ruin the romantic view of the sea that many of us share, that wonderful smell of the sea is actually due to nothing more exotic than flatulence, wind, burps and farts to you and I. Cows do it, horses do it, people do it after drinking lager or while eating a spicy curry. We all pass gas, and lots of it too. The seaside's familiar bracing smell is caused by a chemical produced by coastal bacteria, which is present in very low concentrations. Basically, it is microorganisms in the sea tucking into tasty morsels of plankton that they like best and relieving themselves with a little burp afterwards. So the next time you're enjoying a spot of sea air, just remember and be thankful for the countless millions of microscopic organisms enjoying their lunch in the sea and relieving themselves of excess wind afterwards. Breathe deeply now. If you enjoyed this Twitter, please have a look at my website, barrymahoney.com. Thank you for listening.